Let's unlock your pathway to sustainable success. The ability to prioritize effectively can be a game changer, empowering us to say no strategically and create a roadmap towards achieving our goals in a manageable and maintainable way.
Just say no. One of the smallest words, and yet one of the hardest words I have to say. I'll admit in giving this talk today and telling my friends what the topic was, they laughed at the irony. They said, "That's hilarious, Malski, because you can't say no." And I'll admit at first my feelings were kind of hurt because your friends are supposed to believe in you. But they already knew the secret that wasn't so secret, which was that I can't say no. I don't want to say no to possibilities or professional opportunities, but I know that I'm also tired. I'm feeling exhausted, that I'm eating stress for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
In an effort to avoid overcommitment and burnout, there are several routes to explore. Apart from learning when to say no, our overall well-being can be supported by defining what's important and making sure we're taking the time to fill our own cups too. Let's explore the power of saying no. Saying no isn't about limitations. It's more about creating room for strategic focus. It also has an exciting byproduct, the liberating impact of declining commitments that don't align with our goals. By embracing the art of refusal, you free up time and energy for endeavors that truly matter, paving the way for increased productivity and fulfillment. Here's how to get started. Define your priorities. Clearly outline your short-term and long-term goals. This clarity will serve as a compass when deciding which opportunities align with your objectives. Establish criteria. Develop a set of criteria for assessing opportunities. Consider factors such as alignment with goals, potential impact, and available resources. This framework will guide your decision-making process. Practice assertiveness. Saying no doesn't have to be confrontational. Practice assertive communication, expressing gratitude for the opportunity while respectfully declining it if it doesn't align with your current focus. Next, it's time to decide what's really important to you. Prioritization isn't a one-size-fits-all concept. It may require time to determine what's important and become comfortable distinguishing between tasks. Fortunately, this is a skill that can be cultivated and is worth investing in for long-term personal development. Bring it to life with these approaches. Use the Eisenhower Matrix. Categorize tasks into four quadrants based on urgency and importance. Focus on tasks in the urgent and important quadrant first, followed by those in the important but not urgent category. Set daily goals. Prioritize tasks at the beginning of each day. Create a realistic to-do list, highlighting the most critical tasks. Tackling these early sets a positive tone for the rest of the day. Periodic review. Regularly reassess your priorities. As circumstances change, so should your focus. Schedule time for a weekly or monthly review to ensure alignment with your overarching goals. Now, let's talk about setting boundaries for sustainable growth. Boundaries are essential for maintaining a healthy work-life balance. Learn how to establish clear boundaries that protect your time and well-being. By doing so, you not only safeguard against burnout, but also create an environment conducive to creativity and innovation. Try these tips to get more comfortable with setting boundaries. Define working hours. Clearly communicate your working hours to colleagues and clients. Establishing a boundary between work and personal time promotes a healthier work-life balance. Learn to delegate. Recognize tasks that can be delegated without compromising quality. Delegating not only eases your workload, but also provides growth opportunities for your team. Say yes strategically. While we're discussing saying no, there are instances where saying yes aligns with your goals. Be intentional about the commitments you accept, ensuring they contribute positively to your professional journey. It's also about creating space for meaningful self-investment. Prioritization isn't just about work tasks. It's about investing in yourself within your personal and professional capacities. Keep going and growing with these tips. Schedule learning time. Block time in your calendar for continuous learning. Whether it's attending webinars, reading industry publications, or taking online courses, investing in your knowledge pays long-term dividends. Plan me time. Dedicate time to personal growth and relaxation. Whether it's a hobby, exercise, or simply unwinding with a good book, these moments recharge your energy and enhance creativity. Reflect and adjust. Regularly reflect on your personal and professional development. Identify areas for improvement, celebrate achievements, and adjust your priorities accordingly. Lastly, remember to take care of yourself. No discussion on prioritization is complete without addressing self-care. These elements not only improve your well-being, but also contribute to sustained success by fostering a resilient and focused mindset. Here are some of the ways you can show yourself some love. Create a sleep routine. Establish a consistent sleep schedule. Develop pre-sleep rituals such as dimming lights and avoiding screens to signal to your body that it's time to wind down. Practice mindfulness or meditation. Incorporate short mindfulness sessions into your daily routine. Apps and guided sessions can assist in cultivating a habit of mindfulness, reducing stress and enhancing focus. Celebrate your achievements. Acknowledge and celebrate your successes, no matter how small. Positive self-affirmation contributes to a healthier mindset and fosters self-love. Thank you to TEDx Talks for the audio clip used in the soundbite. If you'd like to develop or enhance some of the personal traits mentioned here to equip yourself for personal growth, speak to one of our counselors for confidential support. Please refer to your dedicated toll-free number or send an SMS to 31581.